Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation on the Pop Culture Zone Research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think of Avengers chairs?
At this point, it was like a week ago, maybe a couple of days. Yeah. Time truly moves at remarkable speed.
It's true, dude.
Time's moving through time quick.
Time is quick.
Yeah.
Avengers Doomsday cast was announced by revealing over 30 minutes, 27 chairs.
Yeah. Wait, really? So that went for 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Why?
To build hype. The general consensus on the internet is... they fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because I guess it would be because, like, obviously, you know, we'll talk about it. Some of the reveals are like, oh, Kelsey Grammer, Ian McKellen. Uh-huh. And they come later on. So if you were sitting there waiting, you're like, oh, yeah, Paul Rudd, of course.
They structured
What?
They structured it weird. So there's 27 names. Yeah. One of the chairs had people in it, which was one we already knew, which was Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. Who kind of looked at the camera like a smug piece of shit. Yeah. Was like, hey, you love this shit.
And then
losers.
Which I'm guessing is a Easter egg for the Russo brothers being like, hey, when you see the Avengers, do we give a shit about spoilers?
Yeah,
apparently.
I guess so.
Spoiler culture has gone
so much.
Bananas. Yeah. I feel like it's gone back a little bit now, though.
People are less concerned.
Because as the comic book movies...
As movies have gotten worse,
people care less.
Good. I agree, dude.
Because I think No Way Home is probably a good example of that, where they hid the two Spider-Men. Spoilers. I'm so sorry. But then afterwards, people are like, why didn't they fucking put them in the trailer?
Yeah, that would have gotten me so excited. Yeah.
Whose marketing decision you reckon that was? Do you reckon that was a Sony marketing decision?
No, it would have been Marvel.
I think Marvel, because it's...
I mean, it made $2 billion.
There's a fucking... To have the speculations, keeps people talking about it. Where you kind of reveal it, but don't reveal it. Where it's obviously they're going to be in the movie, but maybe they won't. And then...
Which is probably relevant because, they announced 27 names and people are like, well, there's some glaring omissions here. It's like, they might be making a weird movie where these people aren't in it.
But also, it's a two-parter. Mm-hmm. So if they're not in this one, they'll be in the next one.
And at the same time, also,
they may... might just be in it anyway.
Yeah. So before we get to the list, Tom Holland's not there.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth isn't there as well.
Chris Hemsworth is number one, you fucking idiot. It's literally the first name you see.
Fuck! Well, never mind.
Wow. Powerful.
I wasn't looking.
Yeah.
In my defense, I wasn't looking.
Jackson? Same.
Yeah. Well, the fun thing about that is I would forgive you if it was number even four. I'd be like, okay, he held his attention for three chairs.
Nah.
But the first chair?
Nah. If you could remember, I forgive him not knowing the first maybe two.
Yeah.
Because you're like, we're pressing play. He's like, oh, yeah. And that moment of quick whiplash for him. Two chairs have already been confused on fast.
Exactly. Huh? What, as I figure out where the TV screen is? Huh? I'm looking at my own shoes.
Yeah, well, you should have been charged up because we watched a sped up version of this clip, which goes for a minute 45, and you get every name and can read it. So the fact that it went for 30 minutes when they did
absurd
the live reveal is funny.
Dude.
But before that, we also watched the Alec Baldwin scene from Glenn Ross.
That's probably what's happening. I was still reeling from that, dude.
What's my name? Fuck you. That's my name.
So good.
See this watch?
Fuck.
This watch costs more than your house.
You know why I'm here? Because you drove here in a Hyundai and I've got a several thousand dollar BMW or whatever the fuck you said.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah, he just kind of keeps going on about his car, which is kind of nice.
Dude, it's good. The best moment in that.
Hey, finish number one. First prize, a car. Second prize, steak knives.
Third prize, you're fired. I love when he's like, you know what it takes to sell houses? Mm-hmm. And then he pulls out two brass balls.
And he just says, brass balls.
and then he puts them away. He has like the most brief moment. He packed those brass testicles.
Not just packed. He got them made.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Like you can't like you know go out and just get some.
There's
just,
no
like,
retail store.
Where are you getting like brass balls? I'm guessing maybe in like some like for some like machinery.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an industry type thing. Yeah, I don't know.
Car nuts, truck nuts,
truck nuts.
But these aren't. They're for not car nuts.
They're like a piece of jewelry.
Yeah. Mm. And they're
them
big,
for
and
like less than a 30 seconds.
I reckon like, and they look solid too.
Yeah.
Mm. So like, is this just another thing of just like, I'm showing off. Mm. Not only do it I rolls, think you dude. Are all maggots.
Yeah. Mm.
I have enough money to buy this prop, which is very expensive.
A 10 second bit in my intimidating speech.
I could not become a stand up, but I can do this.
It's great that he must have come in the morning, like earlier than everyone else. He places the brass balls down. He places down the steak knives for his later speech to get everybody fired up.
That's in his briefcase.
The steak knives he picks up because that's underneath.
The brass balls are behind the briefcase.
No, they're in the briefcase.
Oh, they're
briefcase, mate.
Yeah,
they're not watching like shit today. Yeah, obviously, his packet. This is not the first time he's got to use them.
Yeah, that's true.
He has they're written on the white blackboard though.
Yeah,
because he flips that over and that's where they always be closing.
Yeah, yeah, and AIDA or whatever. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Attention. I wouldn't be able to sell a house.
Interest.
Mm-hmm. What's the next
decision.
One?
Decision.
Action.
Action.
No, there's interest. Mm-hmm. Action. There's four.
He said four.
Yeah.
Are you paying any? Are you paying attention?
Interest. Decision. Action.
Oh, yeah. He did say four.
Dude, you're struggling today.
I'm really having a hard time.
And just a reminder to all of our listeners at home, it's not okay to diagnose Jackson with anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I know that we all wear our telltale signs on our sleeve, but if we're not acknowledging it, don't worry about it.
Exactly. I have been diagnosed. It's fine.
And I got diagnosed kind of with psychic. A different thing.
Yeah, it's fine.
You can diagnose me with cancer through the screen.
Yeah.
It's back.
Yeah. I can sense it.
I'm like, Jack, you don't have it anymore. You can't. They shouldn't be able to.
It's still in there.
It spread
to my second night.
It
sounds like it may have spread to your brain.
Yeah. Went straight from testicle. It bypassed everything else.
It rode up the spine without infecting anything.
You had cancer. You are a survivor. You're a cancer survivor. You don't currently, just because you had it once,
you're in this game.
You don't have it now.
But I did have it that one time.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked at my nuts in ages, so who knows what's going on down there.
You should. Of all of us here.
Check them out, dude.
Apparently the live stream was actually 5 hours.
What? Who's watching it?
I don't know.
So what, are we spending like
was anyone, was there commentary? Was people being like, and up next we have the chair?
Yeah, or is
this
it like...
chair has...
No. It was.
Ten minutes or something on a chair.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And no one talking.
No, just music.
Yeah, I think they whiffed it too.
Yeah.
How many viewers was watching?
Probably millions.
Dude, four, five? I don't know. I wasn't there.
Well, obviously.
So should we get into the list or we want to talk about Glengarry Glenn Ross more? Because I'm happy to keep talking about Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Either way, I guess we should get to the
list. If we made Avengers in the 80s, those guys would be in the Avengers.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Al Pacino as Iron Man, obviously. I think that's an obvious pick.
No, Alec Baldwin's Iron Man.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. So I was picking just from the... salesman, not Alec Baldwin.
Pacino would be more like
Doctor Strange. Right? Pacino's Doctor Strange.
It's like Strange Pacino. You know, is it just from the Glengarry Glenn Ross?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll just go.
Or we go and like
we're casting from the Glengarry Glenn Ross cast. So
well, 92 was when.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm like, you're getting Tom Cruise for Iron Man. Yeah. I know that was people talking about, like, oh, he's going to get a period madness movie. No.
Actually, Alec Baldwin is because it's the 90s. Nick Fury's white then.
Yes, that's true. So, Good point.
Well, what's David Hasselhoff doing?
Fuck. Damn, dude. This
No, but like we need the Glengarry Glenn Ross boys there.
I know, but we had like, you know, Hasselhoff in like the Nick Fury film. But when did that come out? Like 80s?
Probably, yeah.
Captain America, Alec Baldwin? It's not impossible.
Where does Baldwin fit into the cast? Yeah.
Hulk?
No.
Think about it, though.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. He doesn't work as Bruce Banner. Yeah.
I think that's where he works the most.
Yeah. You seen it?
Imagine
he's too small.
Yeah, but imagine him in Beetlejuice. Shut the fuck up. Loki. In Beetlejuice, he's got the little glasses on. He's a nerd. He's got his model train set.
He's a nerd, but I can't see him as a scientist.
This is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Nah. He's a salesman.
I think you're
in my
not
head,
a scientist.
In Beetlejuice, he also works for real estate.
Yeah.
This is crazy. I think he's the perfect Bruce Banner.
I'm sorry, but Alec Baldwin, especially in like that era,
yeah.
I cannot imagine him using a computer.
Okay. I know that this goes against what we just said, but I think he's a different vibe scientist. Alec Baldwin as Ant-Man.
That's crazy to me. That's too crazy.
Yeah, because maybe the piece of shit Ant-Man is trying to steal shit.
Yeah. The Ant-Man that guy. What's his name? Old
Michael
Ant-Man.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah, the Michael Douglas
Ant-Man.
I know
the ants guy. Yeah.
Scott, the ants! Ants! I can't do... Ants!
That's
there we
not
go,
bad.
That's better.
Scott the ants!
Scott the ants!
Scott the ants!
Scott, for God's sake,
speak to the ants!
The ants have come to life, for
you
God's sake.
You gotta keep talking to the ants!
Jack Lemmon as...
Hulk.
Jack Lemmon as Hulk. Jack? I was gonna say fucking Uncle Ben.
Oh, Spider-Man, you gotta listen to me.
Listen to me, good.
Spider-Man, you gotta be worried about things.
Spider-Man, you gotta
the ants are coming alive. If I was talking to Michael Douglas, he was saying that ants are coming alive.
You gotta think about Spider-Man. You gotta think about
the ants. What, Uncle Ben? Yeah, shut the fuck up. You gotta listen to me. Okay, you gotta listen.
With great power come so many fucking ants.
You got,
I don't know what
here's
to do
the
with
thing.
It.
Okay, you got this responsibility. Okay, because you got the powers of a spider. I know it. You know it. You got the spider powers. And I get shot in the heart.
Yes. I'm getting stabbed by a goddamn
bleeding out right now, Peter Parker, for God's sakes.
But you just got to think about
you just got to, with the great power, kill the guy who killed me.
And then my thirst for revenge will be gone.
Yeah, okay.
Be sainted. I ain't gonna haunt you.
Okay.
What about Alec Baldwin as Mr. Fantastic?
Oh yeah, that's good casting.
Yeah.
That I agree with.
Yeah, okay.
Small
scientist, but a different one. Yeah.
Smarmy, smug.
Yeah,
I'm there.
Yeah. Could you do a Namor?
Alec Baldwin is Namor.
He's smarmy.
Everyone's coming out with crazy casting.
He's smarmy.
Not as crazy as what? Fuck. What did you cast
Hulk,
him as?
I still think he'd be a perfect
that's
Hulk.
That's fucked up, dude.
I still think he'd be.
Have you seen the Hulk?
Yes, dude. I've seen the Hulk. You got to imagine, okay?
Yeah,
I am.
It's the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Shut
I was
the fuck
there.
Up. You got to.
We were all there.
It's the 90s.
Yeah.
And every lead actor in an action movie is handsome, okay?
Yeah.
And shut the fuck up. And it,
I'm agreeing.
Yeah.
I saw Dush's face, okay?
Yeah, because like.
Yes.
He did this.
Yeah. We haven't had handsome actors since the 90s. No. What's wrong with you?
No.
All these cast are handsome.
Yes, I know. But they're all a certain kind of handsome.
Yeah.
We're not getting Mark Ruffalo handsome in the 90s. They're all Alec
Edward
Baldwin
Norton
handsome.
Norton was the Hulk for like before that.
Yeah.
And Eric Banner.
That, Banner.
Yeah.
Alec Baldwin is still a different guy to those guys.
Yeah. In the 90s, he's the perfect guy for the Hulk.
No, he's not.
I will die on this hill.
You will die on the hill and no one will support you. Anyway, name number one, Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah, okay.
So that was, I guess... This is where things immediately go wrong for them. They're opening with a name that's like not a huge surprise, but like we haven't really heard much about Thor.
Thor Love and Thunder kind of ended in a really weird and some in me would say terrible place.
Yeah, I agree. Joel Zammert thinks that movie was good.
Yeah, more power to him.
Yeah.
You know,
hey, these things happen.
Didn't love it, didn't hate it. I was like, well, that's fine.
I think it was a stinky piece
that's
of
fine.
Shit.
Yeah, dude.
That's fine.
I was watching an interview with, I forget who his name is, an Australian actor. He was on a podcast.
Like David Wedham?
No, it wasn't that. It was somebody who played like an alien leader in Thor Love and Thunder.
Okay.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, it was an Australian
not
guy.
Not Benedict Cumberbatch.
Not
fucking, the Skrull guy.
No. It was like a bit part. Okay. And he was like, oh, I was very excited because I got to be in this movie. And then the way he talks about it, I'm like, wow, it's awesome how little Taika Waititi cared about this movie. He's like, yeah, I came in and I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. Taika Waititi didn't really give him any advice. Mm-hmm. And he was like, before they started shooting, he's like, Australian or American? And Taika was like, I don't know, Australian. And then he did Australian. And he's like, that didn't work. Do it like an alien. And then he did
do
like
an alien.
And then he was like, okay. And then he was like, anyway, we're done.
So what, like, what happened in Thor Love and Thunder? Was it just...
As in the plot or the behind the scenes?
Behind the scenes, did Taika just not give a shit? Was it just more like, again, benefit of the doubt? Like, you've been like, most people, I assume, don't want to make a stinky piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Mm. And so, like, you know, if you look at Ragnarok, you're like, hey, it's pretty good.
It's a good movie.
Had a good time with it. Everyone was, you know, having a good time. When Love and Thunder came out, everyone was like, oh,
yeah.
And then there's those moments when, like, you know, you see where he's like... it was with Tessa Thompson, and they're talking about like the anatomy of a scene, like all stitched together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You could see him almost being like, "Oh yeah, shit,
yeah, oh that's right, yeah,
that's right, yeah, whatever." And she's like,
okay. And there's a scene that is like kind of did the rounds recently, which is where Emma Thompson and Valkyrie and Lady Thor.
Okay, yes.
Are talking and
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, thank you.
I'm like, Emma Thompson? What's she got to do with this? All right, sure.
Anyway, Valkyrie and Lady Thor are just like, it's like a scene where they're just like, oh, have you got the sword? Yeah, this is my sword. Oh, this, oh, is that a grenade? Oh, no, it's a speaker or whatever. Mm. And people are like, this is the, like, just, the most deleted scene energy of a scene that ended up in a movie I've ever seen in my life. Where they're like, it has the blocking of like a credit card commercial.
Mm. Hell yeah.
Dude, that movie's bad.
Christian Bale being like, all right, let me do this like god awful scream.
Yeah.
It's like, and then everyone's like, yeah, I'm going to do this film if you make sure that that god awful scream is in the final cut.
Yeah, sure, we cut it
anyway.
Yeah, it's not in the movie. Fuck you.
So, I mean, like, there's like rumors that Taika Waititi, and I mean, like, I say rumors, but people have said about it on that he was very much there because at that point, he was allegedly, and it's been denied by people involved, but again, people on set were like, it was crazy to see, was he was at that point in an open relationship with Rita Ora and Tessa Thompson.
Yeah.
So apparently a lot of the set time, he wasn't directing. He was just flirting and making out, just being a real horn dog.
Okay. So like, so it was Love and Thunder just like
I think,
a film directed by man with horny brain.
I think it was just a man directed who he just got given a shitload of money.
Mm.
And look, maybe he was burnt out, but also like that's kind of been his shtick of just like
I heard people be like, oh, the movie's like a fuck you to Marvel for like shitting on Thor and stuff in the Avengers, you know,
This movie shits on all of that way.
Yeah,
more.
And I also think that's like such a like the kind of thing people people believe these movies have far more sanctity than they actually do.
Yeah, if you're looking at a movie, if you want a comic book movie that says fuck you to the studio, that's where Joker Folie à Deux comes in.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's good, but it is definitely a fuck you.
And also, like, you can do that without being a piece. You can do the thing that allegedly, though I don't think this is true, Taika Waititi did with Thor Love and Thunder. You can do it well. Like in Guardians of the Galaxy 3 is the same thing. Where they're like, well, that's not the direction I would have taken Peter Quill and Gamora, but that's okay. I'll bounce back and we'll actually get something out of it.
Or you could,
instead of being like, oh, that's not what I wanted. I'm going to make a bad movie. Mm. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You could do like the Edgar Wright thing, which is like, yeah, cool. So much you can
fall off and not make a good movie for 15 years.
That's also true. But yeah, you know, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I don't need this.
Honestly, I think he just didn't care. And like, whatever. I mean, who cares? Get that bag, I guess.
I put my whole heart and soul into every podcast, so I can't relate.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair. Not me.
I know. You couldn't even watch.
I'm phoning this one in. Letting you know. This is a phone in.
So, okay, yeah. So we get Hemsworth, which again, you're right. Not a big surprise, because once again, I'm like. Also, I think this whole thing about this, like,
well,
this
no, because I was.
Yeah. It's just weird to me because
well,
I'm like,
the structure of the cast.
We don't know fuck about nothing.
Yeah.
I think that. So
I don't know
reason,
what the movie. Yeah.
The reason why. I think Chris Hemsworth is a totally acceptable and good way to start this because it's a character that. Mm-hmm. If you had to guess, you'd probably be like, they're going to be in it, but we haven't heard anything about it.
Sorry.
But no, I know what you mean. You mean like...
I mean, I don't know what the fuck is happening in Marvel.
Yeah.
So the fact that like Chris Hemsworth's name's there, that's like fine or whatever.
Yeah.
Any of these names there, I'm like, whatever. But I'm also like, you haven't given us... Since after Endgame, and we've talked about ad nauseum, like it's just fallen off a cliff.
Yeah.
Because no one knows what the fuck is going on.
Well, I think because like this movie... So if they were like in the Spider-Man No Way Home... Yeah. Tobey Maguire's in it. You're like, that's huge. Because I kind of know what the movie's about. So it's huge that Tobey Maguire's in this. I don't know what this movie's
about. Yeah, like we know. I mean, I guess we don't, but it's kind of the idea of, oh yeah, cool. Alternate realities, we're doing incursions, and we're going to do the Doom World, whatever.
Yeah.
Everything's coming together. Okay, but I know that from bullshit comics. That are bullshit.
So, yeah, I mean, the people that are watching this probably are aware anyway, because yeah, not like yeah. the John movies, who's taken his wife movies to the movies because they just like going to the movies. They're not watching this.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Anyway, so what I think I disagree just in the sense of like, yeah, I mean, every time they announce anything for any of these movies, what you said could be applied because, yeah, there's no real narrative direction. And hopefully, I'm optimistic that Doomsday will at least funnel things in where, because everything's just been left up in the air, they've done it so much, it doesn't really matter where you grab the characters from now. Because like, it's like, what was Thor doing? We don't really know. So when he...
Yeah. Will his daughter be in this, do you think?
No.
No. I don't think we'll ever see her again.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Who's next? We got a lot of names
to
get
through. Yeah, well, they've got Vanessa Kirby, Invisible Woman.
Yeah.
And this is what I mean where it's like, okay, but by putting names of people that are in upcoming properties...
Yeah.
And I know you've got to mix in the... You need to mix in the surprises and the obvious ones. Mm-hmm. And I don't think they do that because you go, yeah, Vanessa Kirby, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First of all, by including anyone that's in the Thunderbolts in this, if you haven't... If this is meant to be a full list, don't put most of the Thunderbolts cast here because, hey, guess what? Now we know because the whole thing with the whole build-up with that movie is like...
Who knows what's going to happen expendable. To these people,
Have a look at the list. Oh, everyone except Taskmaster is in this movie.
That said, though, this could all just be like, you know...
Bullshit?
Bullshit or like alternate reality bullshit.
Yeah, that's true, but
so
then...
it's like, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, it's all bullshit. Yeah.
I get, and once again, I mean, this is again... Why not have the actors there? Yeah. I understand that would be expensive.
Yeah.
I get it. That would be very pricey.
Mm. Yeah.
But if you had them, and again, but like, you know, hey, this is going to, we're streaming this for 5 hours apparently, or we're doing, you have the actors there in costume, in makeup. You have like a whole set, like, you know, busy going around and doing
shit like
that. I guess
they just assume that the names will be enough these days.
And like, you could have put effort into this.
Yeah.
You know, you have everyone there. If you're going to have, I know, look, spoilers ahead for Kelsey Grammer is probably the Beast, but if you had him there.
Dude, you just wrecked number.
I'm so sorry,
you wrecked name, you know. Number, fucking. Where is he?
Oh, well, you can't. Dude. How good would it be?
He's number 12.
Well,
he ranks number 12.
Like, you know, they're putting only the blue aesthetic, or they're trying to blow up his hair or something else. You know
just
what I mean?
Do just anything.
Just anything. And it just feels...
I guess I didn't want actors sitting in chairs for 5 hours.
Well, yeah, obviously. You wouldn't... Yeah, again, you don't do this for 5 freaking hours. Would have also been my notes to the whoever came up with this idea. I don't know. It just seems... bad.
Yeah, so Vanessa Kirby, Anthony Mackie, Sebastian Stan. So that's Invisible Woman, Captain America, Winter Soldier.
Uh-huh.
Then Letitia Wright.
Uh-huh.
So that's Shuri.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Then Paul Rudd, Ant-Man. And then all of a sudden, it's 5 names in a row there. Like, you've just copped 5 there that aren't surprises and will obviously be in it. Then Wyatt Russell, U.S. agent. So that's the second Thunderbolt on this list.
It's also very funny because it's like, that's not... We don't know if Thunderbolts is going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm not excited by Wyatt Russell being in the movie.
Like, I liked him in
Falcon with the Soldier.
So I'm like, yeah, okay. He, I like him as whatever I've seen him in.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
hey, he's a nepo baby I can get behind.
Yeah, yeah,
he's handsome.
Yeah, he is handsome.
Yeah, he was the nepo baby that was just. Was it him that was just like, yeah, I'm a nepo baby. I can't change that, but I. Really trying to be a good actor.
Yeah, I'll be a good actor.
And like,
regardless.
Don't think that I am unaware
that I've
got a leg up.
Yeah, yeah.
But I still want to try my best. And it is all bullshit. And I'm sorry. I think that was Wyatt Russell
that
said that.
That is a nice thing to say.
And even if it wasn't, I'm forever now going to associate that with him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, hey, what a lovely man.
Yeah, for sure.
And he was an ice hockey player originally, too, which I think is funny.
Yeah.
He looks like that.
I guess that's exciting.
He looks like he could be an ice hockey player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played college ice hockey.
That makes sense.
And then his professional hockey career was cut short, unfortunately, in 2010 when he got injured.
Oh, that's sad.
He was a goaltender. Fuck.
Nice.
Now let's find out if it was actually him that said those nice things.
But again, him being in it, it's just like, okay, yeah, once again, undercutting Thunderbolts.
I guess the thing is, I guess what's really getting in the way of this for me is that I just don't care.
Yeah.
So like, I have to, if I put myself in the mindset of somebody who's still very excited for these movies, and like, Doomsday could be good. I don't know. Like, I some of these movies, when they're coming out,
Doomsday will at least, it'll be a spectacle.
Yeah.
It will be an event, I guess. It will not make as much money as the other Avengers.
No.
But, you know, I don't think I'm going to leave and be like, whoa, I can't believe they did that. Yeah, I'll be like, oh, yeah, there was heaps of guys
there. It's a bit of fun, yeah.
Maybe superhero films will have their swan song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm. And that's not... That'd be all right.
I'm not against that.
Marvel might have a swan song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that'd be nice as well. It's either it's swan song or it's like, I'm revitalized again, you know?
I'm
once more excited for these movies.
I don't think Wyatt Russell said that Nepo Baby speech.
Well, you've forever associated it in our minds.
Yeah.
So, okay. So in
what
my
a lovely
head,
man. He's all right.
He did say that.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn at one point, who is his mom, mm-hmm. Pitched the ultimate Nepo Baby movie. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good stuff. Next lot of names. Mm. We have... Namor.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of a curveball, but again, not a huge...
But it is surprising because I think, you know, his...
Wasn't there some controversies with both the actors in...
There was something with the guy who played Namor. I forget what it was. Was it an assault allegation?
So maybe allegations, but maybe was that, overshadowed by Jonathan Majors.
Yes, very possibly.
Let's find out.
Because I remember hearing about this and being like, oh, I guess whenever.
I mean, the dad
again.
From Ms. Marvel is...
Aquaman's DC, you idiot.
I am phoning this episode. My God. Whatever, it's all the same shit. Ms. Marvel's dad is also a piece of shit.
Daredevil. Namor has been accused of sexual assault.
Here in the comics that Aquaman can now, like, control his blood.
Whoa, that's badass.
He's using
his
blood as powers or whatever.
Fuck.
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. I guess blood is just different water.
Yeah, he went to the blue or whatever, and now he's like, I can control some fuckers there being like, he can control water. Here's water and blood. And he's like, oh, yeah. Now he's
doing Magneto's trick.
Now he's shooting like blood out of his
cool. Maybe Aquaman's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Then we got the Thing.
Yeah.
Simu Liu as Shang-Li.
Who's that?
Combination of Shang-Chi and I guess
Chun-Li. Chun-Li.
I was gonna say Street Fighter.
Because I looked at Shang-Chi and my brain went Chun-Li.
Yeah.
And then I said both.
I'm sad that the Li wasn't Chum-Li, who I think is that guy from Porn Stars. should be in Avengers.
Chun-Li, Porn Stars guys should be in Avengers.
Yeah.
But not as like their superheroes are just them as porn stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have powers, but doesn't really.
The powers
use
are
it.
To get a good deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Nah, imagine one of them is like basically they've got the same powers as almost the Fantastic Four, but they don't use them.
They just pawn stuff off. Porn. Yeah, that is.
Are you a stretchy guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who cares?
I'll give
anyway,
200
yeah, I
can, bucks.
200 bucks for these collector's
edition.
Oh,
I got valued for 10K.
Yeah. I got a guy. Let's get him to value
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah. These fucking knives are worth heaps, dude. Yeah. I stand by my 20 bucks.
That guy comes and he's on fire.
Yeah, they're pretty valuable.
Brother, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm a superpower.
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm a superpower.
Okay, I'm a superpower. Shut up.
These knives or whatever.
Florence Pugh as Yelena. Again, not a surprise. But again, it just that's now three fucking...
Yeah. But they didn't have many surprises. If you think about it, X-Men. That's it.
Well, if I'm counting Chris Hemsworth as like a nice surprise, that's what I mean. Like, they should have sprinkled the X-Men in... differently.
Yeah.
And if they hadn't announced the Fantastic Four, then having Vanessa Kirby. Because they end treating Pedro... Spoilers for number 26. Yeah. They put Pedro Pascal between spoilers for 25 and 27. Channing Tatum and Robert Downey Jr.
I'm like, sure, you have X-Men. But I'm like, it would mean more if they weren't already... Like, had popped up.
Some of them haven't.
Well, Patrick Stewart had already popped up. And it's just...
It's kind of meaningless,
really. Well, it's funny, because two of them... I will say...
Some of them, they popped up in Deadpool 2 at the end. I'm like, I get it. But at the same time,
Deadpool 2 doesn't have any original X-Men cameos. It's got the new X-Men.
The new X-Men, yeah.
But I think for that one scene.
Yeah, that one scene.
But I think it's also this thing where,
James Marsden in that one?
No.
They might reference him.
James McAvoy's in it.
Yeah, I know him. I'm not getting my Jameses mixed up.
Yeah.
I'm
sure there
was too many Jameses.
Was there a Cyclops?
They could have been.
Anyway.
I think it's just this thing I don't know, and I think the Marvel execs are the same, what an exciting cameo is. Because a lot of this
stuff... Well, it's not Yelena. No. Although I love Florence Pugh. So, good. Glad she's in it.
Mm. Vanessa Kirby's good, too. Thunderbolt.
Yes. Yeah, good to find out.
Good to find out.
And then we get Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
Beast. which cool.
is cool. But no, we've already seen Kelsey Grammer as Beast in, back in Photon the when she went yes. into the
well,
space.
I mean,
or
if you look at the box office, no, we
no
haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry,
and
sorry.
Also, like, it's still like that is.
Yeah,
that's still,
I think
like,
it's awesome to be like this scene, the post-credit scene of the Marvels, relevant.
Mm.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, of course, because they're going to want, if this does big numbers, that's going to make the previous movies
yeah,
be like,
yeah,
oh, yeah,
go back, I've got to watch it now to get the full story.
Like
yeah.
what they did with Thor the Dark World.
Yeah. Or is it going to be like, yeah.
I don't need to watch it because I got the same hit.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like, don't worry about it because that's a different beast. Yeah, actually, Photon. Don't worry.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, she's not on this list. Here, so
yeah,
we killed her.
Yeah. We killed an Ada. We're the cannibal X-Men.
Oh fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad. That. Oh yeah, fuck. Yeah. Oh, shit.
What?
Yeah, we're doing Marvel zombies. Yeah.
No, Marvel cannibals.
We're not zombies. Yeah. We're cannibals.
Oh, yeah. Mistake.
We know what we're doing.
Sorry, old man cannibal.
Old man cannibal.
Yeah, and I was like, oh man, they've been possessed by some evil. No, I just like the taste of human flesh.
We just eat people.
Yeah, it's real cool. It's Wolverine.
Yeah.
Cost me a bit of arm. I eat the arm. Yeah. I'm a beast.
We ate Wolverine.
It's great.
Mm.
He keeps regenerating. He's delicious.
I'm really sad we didn't get the normal X-Men. Yeah, well, too bad.
Yeah. Mm. And then fucking Lewis Pullman as Sentry.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Another person who's not dying in Thunderbolts.
No,
yeah.
So
then
he's
we
not
get
becoming the Void, or he's becoming the Void, and maybe
they'll make him good again.
Yeah, they only become the Void, and I guess he kills Taskmaster. Yeah. And that's it.
End of movie. You haven't seen the trailer, but there's one trailer that really, really, really heavily implies that it's not. He doesn't just become. It's like a almost like split personality.
Well, that's how it is in the comics.
Danny Ramirez as Falcon.
You know what also would have helped. Just like average, you know, John Q movie dickhead.
Faces?
Not just names of their characters.
Mm. Yes, that's true, actually.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm like, it would have been good on the actual,
the chairs.
Yeah.
Or even like, you go Chris Hemsworth, and then you have like a compilation of shots of him in a movie.
Yeah, but that's too much effort than panning a camera across empty 26 empty chairs on one chair that's got one guy fucking.
Yeah.
Mogging for the camera.
Yeah. Because he was there for the full 5 hours.
He didn't just walk in. Then we have, can't remember if I just said this, but Joseph Quinn, Human Torch.
No, you didn't say it.
Yeah, cool.
Once again,
you're like, okay.
They group together the X-Men.
Yeah.
Except for Kelsey Grammer, but then they don't group together any of the Fantastic Four.
Why would we group together the Fantastic Four or the Thunderbolts?
Yeah.
The X-Men who are grouping together, that's what we need.
Because the X-Men, because you got to think about it, you know, thinking about it like them all meant to be reveals. A lot of it is just like, this is the cast. Yeah. And then the X-Men's really the only bit where they're like, and check out, because, you know, that's a surprise. You know the Fantastic Four are going to be in this movie. Mm. Thunderbolts, I didn't really expect to be in the movie, but whatever.
David Harbour, Red Guardian, is next on the list,
it's
by
just,
the way.
It's just weird.
Another man who survives, I guess.
Yeah. Like, it's just weird that, they don't group like with the X-Men, which is maybe, the only surprise, really.
They should have spread them out a little bit.
Or have the X-Men at the very end.
Yes,
you know
it feels weird that they're not the final reveal.
Well, I get what they've gone for, except for... Because if you put...
What have they?
No, I get what they've gone for with the ending.
Yeah.
Minus one decision, which is confusing.
Yeah.
Why they put Pedro Pascal where he is. Because if it was...
Okay, now I get with it. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, because
it's Doom and... Fair enough.
But then have them both there.
Yeah.
Even if it's just Pedro Pascal
and
Robert
Downey.
Have
them both there and have them shake their fists at each other.
Have me there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm not in the movie. Just wondering what you think of these chairs.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Took me fucking ages to set them up.
Yeah. Like, it took me fucking ages to sit here.
Dude, they wouldn't let me piss. Marvel won't let me piss.
Why would they air this?
Come to see Avengers Doomsday.
Who is this man?
Marvel won't let me piss.
Who is this man who needs to piss?
Winston Duke as M'Baku.
Oh yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, I like
him. So they're getting the Black Panther group, which I get.
If you're not going to group, that's fine. But why did you group the X-Men?
I think that makes sense.
But they didn't group the X-Men. They just put Beast out there.
Yeah, Beast is
in the shed, ready to shoot in the head because he's gone rabid, maybe.
But then if you're going to do that, if you're going to do that.
Did they just not think about where anyone was?
Is anything alphabetical or at least anything maybe in terms of star power?
No.
Was there any like contracts where people were like, I got to be first, I got to be second.
Yeah, Chris Hemsworth
who's next to me? No, I refuse.
It's like seating people at a wedding, you know?
Yeah.
Which would have made sense if they were there. there.
Yeah, yeah.
Hannah John Carmen, Ghost.
Yeah.
So she's surviving Thunderbolt. Because nice. I don't think they're going to the effort of bringing her back from the dead.
The only thing that would have maybe made me go, oh, wow, would have been maybe a Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
Who has definitively said, my character's dead.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Yes, yeah, you're right. ScarJo was there.
Scarlet Witch.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
That was the only one like that would have been like, oh, okay. Would have been a surprise. Yeah.
It's funny because even like, I don't know why this wouldn't have been a surprise, but if Chris Evans had been there, I would have just been like, oh yeah. I think there's a rumor he's going to be in Fantastic Four in some kind of role, presumably playing that world's version of Captain America.
Yeah. Or
who cares?
Yeah.
Once again, because he was in Deadpool Wolverine, it's sort of like, I get it. Everyone also, loves me a cameo fuckfest.
Yeah. Chris Evans wants to be load, in so fucking everything.
They already blew the main load. And I've said this a million times already. Yeah. But they've blown their main load. They got no loads. It's just the little spurts of ejaculate left, dude.
Yeah, but that feels awesome.
The main load was,
it was Tobey Maguire. Because Tobey Maguire.
Okay, I was going to say Robert Downey Jr. was your main load.
No, I think when No Way Home came out,
that was your biggest load.
That was the biggest load they could have blown. And I think, at this point, nothing else is as big a load.
Yeah, fair enough. I was going to say Robert Downey Jr. Was your next big load, but they kind of fired that into the, like, they had that right in the chamber, right? And got straight away.
Their pants.
And I was like, whoa, okay. I thought we'd edge ourselves a bit more for this. No. Wow, I didn't realize that would, I thought the second time would be, you know, a bit more, that's a
big
load.
Were they doing that thing of like jacking off before they go on a date so that they last longer?
Pop out the easy one, as you say.
But like,
I guess the X-Men is another fat load.
But they've been hinting at this fat load for a while. I mean, yes, they are aging.
And honestly, kind of in a weird way.
Does that make Wolverine like a bit of pre-cum?
Yeah. He's sort of...
No,
yeah.
Well, I mean...
Because they've got, like, you know... What counts as a load? Yeah, because in... In Marvel, or Miss Marvel, it was like the... That was your edging.
That was the beginning.
We've seen Kelsey Grammer.
That was a bit of a...
We've seen Patrick Stewart.
Slow down, babe.
Yeah.
We've seen Patrick Stewart.
Well, Patrick Stewart was, I think, in a way, the moment they had him in the movie, again, they lost their...
That was a little bit of like, oh no, a little bit of pre-con, I've gone limp.
That was coming early. Yeah.
That scene in Doctor Strange...
Yeah.
Because that is reminiscent of, like, the Spider-Man, like, the guys that got back for that, even though it's only one scene in Doctor Strange, but that's, like, a pretty big thing. Mm-hmm. But that was so close to Spider-Man. In fact, it was the movie after it.
Yeah.
So, like, it didn't...
I think they clustered
because if that scene happens in fucking now, people are like, whoa!
If they had not hinted at the X-Men at all, and then they'd done
the
same...
No, they need to, because we're complaining about both sides of the spectrum at the moment.
I'm mad at all of it, yeah.
You're angry if they tease something, and you're angry if they don't tease something.
Well, no, I was going to say if they'd not said anything and then they'd revealed them in Doomsday, it would have been like the No Way Home Spider-Man.
Mm. Yeah, but
because
then...
we would have been like, holy shit. Because the thing about the No Way Home Spider-Man, why that was important, or not important, but why that was, like, it felt crazy, is because it was doing that weird thing that people want for some reason, where it solidified these other Marvel movies as canonical.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. That feels crazy. You're like, oh, it's... And I think we spoke about this before. It's real. Oh, my God. Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man is really Spider-Man.
I didn't waste that time watching that movie and caring about it.
He's real in this universe. So that's exciting. And then in the next movie when they go, and so is Patrick Stewart, you go, oh, so are the X-Men. Mm. So then when the X-Men appear in this, you don't have the same feeling. You're not like, whoa, the X-Men from Fox's X-Men universe, they're all the multiverse. You go, oh, yeah, like in Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I get that.
And that's not as exciting. And they're running out of, and because and like, Patrick Stewart, I would say, is probably the most recognizable of those, the Fox X-Men. Mm-hmm. You know, like if they'd been like, I don't know if Toad had been up there on the Illuminati, you would have been like, wait, was that? Holy shit.
Yep.
And then you have Patrick Stewart appear and it's like a fucking, whoa, it's a hooting and hollering moment.
Yeah, like again, why?
What do they got left? James Marsden?
Yeah.
Well, he's on the list.
No, that's what I mean. Like, what, do you care?
Yeah.
Is that as exciting?
I hate Cyclops, so no, I really
don't
care.
It's like, oh, Patrick Stewart's
there.
Sorry, man,
I know he's your guy.
It's very funny because, like, I love Cyclops and it's this wonderful thing as well. Like, I think we've mentioned it before where it's just like, you know, do you want a solo Cyclops movie? And I think that's both, like, both spectrums of, like, you know, the Cyclops, either love him or hate him, agree on is no.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Well,
no, thank
you. That's very fair.
Just going back to the Chris Evans thing. Because, again, like, my main problem, and I think that we're just yelling about a whole bunch of stuff, which is based on speculation way.
Yes.
My problem with this list is that, like, sure, do the video, make it shorter.
Yeah.
Do, like, fucking...
5 hours is pretty gratuitous.
Even half an hour would probably be a bit long.
Yeah.
You don't need to have all the actors there, but structure it in a way where it's, like, obvious, bit of a surprise, obvious, bit of a surprise. Because, like, even with the X-Men and grouping them together, you could have done it in a way where people are like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
So... like Kelsey Grammer, like you just got him loose in the middle. Cool. Do the same thing with Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Because then it gets people to be like, oh shit, that's two. And those are the two guys we've already seen.
Yeah.
We hadn't seen Ian McKellen, Alan Cumming, and Rebecca Mystique.
Yeah. Yeah.
We hadn't seen them. And like, so yeah, like when you get to this point, you're just like, it's just like, X-Men, but like new guys, but it's like, well, my excitement level staying the same. Where if it's like, again, started strong, Chris Hemsworth into Vanessa Kirby into Anthony Mackie, fine.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's like, Chris Hemsworth, again, I get it. Like, yeah, he was obviously probably going to be in it, but like confirmation, cool.
Yeah.
Obvious ones. And then if you throw in fucking, even throw in like Shang-Chi, it's like, okay, we haven't forgotten him. Give us an Eternal or some shit.
Oh, yeah, Sprite, dude.
Yeah.
I was like, what else could have like maybe been a bit more like, oh, shit, Tom Hardy name.
Yeah, you know what
I mean? It's just, again, even I get it, they're not doing that, but I'm like, honestly, what is this movie name?
Tom Hardy, I think, is the next load they have, which is very funny. But genuinely, I think if they go Tom Hardy's in this movie, that's the next time people will be like,
it's Hugh Jackman interacting with Avengers.
No, I don't think people care.
People will.
Shut up, dude.
No, I mean, sorry, people will care, but I don't. I think they've already blasted that.
No, because Deadpool works the opposite way that you're thinking
it's going in.
So Deadpool and Wolverine, you see as them blowing their Wolverine load.
Yeah.
But all it's done is put Wolverine closer to the Avengers, and people want Wolverine to interact with the Avengers.
Yeah,
kind of like...
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Yeah, it's not like they've got whole hog out. It's like they've taken pants off and you can see the outline of dick. Yeah.
So they're booted up in
pants.
It's like, I know what I'm in. I can see what's coming.
Yeah.
So it's like, it won't be like a surprise, but people will go apeshit for
it. The moment you have Hugh Jackman in an Avengers movie, that's another Billy.
Yeah.
At least.
It's crazy to think that after this, because I'm assuming Hugh Jackman's going to be in Secret Wars or whatever the last one is.
Surely. I think a lot
Or he'll be in Doomsday.
There'll be a lot of characters that I think appear in Doomsday, or like are pretty much not in this movie, but will appear towards the end of it.
I mean, maybe it's from Secret Wars. I don't know. But who plays She-Hulk? What's her name?
Fuck.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a T name.
But anyway. Like, there's already, like, leaked concept art and stuff of her in one of these movies.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, she's probably going to be in Doomsday even though she's not announced as part of
the cast. Well, it depends what these movies are. If it's going to be kind of in a similar way of, like...
Endgame and Infinity War,
Where it's the
you know, the
Tatiana Maslany.
Tatiana Maslany, that's right.
Where it ends up like the downer and then like off we go. Mm. It's kind of like, well, whatever's happening with the incursions, right? And it's like shit's getting fucked.
Yeah.
And then it ends with like, you know, wow, we're destroyed. And then like, you know, everything kind of collapses. Mm. And then it's just like a moment of like silence or a beat. And then,
battle
and
world.
Then it's like battle world. And Doom's there being like, I've saved everybody. And then you get like little glimpses of people. Then and there.
Oh,
and
I see what you mean. Credits. Then to the next
one. And then
movies.
The next one we get in
True.
Doom World, whatever. Battle World.
Yeah, I think that. I don't think that this is going to. This is unrelated to the cast list, but I don't think this is going to end on a downer. I think it's going to end on like a hype moment.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like, yeah, the Battle World.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. That's what I mean. Think you're
so,
right.
Like, the downer in terms of like, oh, shit, we Doom lost.
Won,
yeah.
quote,
oh,
unquote.
No, but actually, Doom won because, oh, it's Battle World. And we love that because cameos.
Yeah.
And then we have a bunch of different cameos. And that's when you get like, you know, fucking. Schnick from off screen. Everyone comes in their fucking seats, and everyone's like, "We clap at the cinema."
But then, even like fucking saw at number 19 of the 27.
Yeah,
and this is another name that they should have just sprinkled in earlier, like Tom Hiddleston. Mm-hmm. Again, like Chris Hemsworth, not crazy. Like we have seen him on the screen recently,
but I think he's kind of more crazier than Chris Hemsworth because if you've watched Loki season two,
he's a tree now.
Yeah. Well, he's a tree. Felt like a kind of like an ending to Tom Hiddleston's Loki. Like, oh, okay, that's him. Done.
But it's like, are we going to get tree Loki or are we going to get alternate Loki?
Alternate Loki.
Yeah.
Trokey or Alki.
Yeah, Trokey or Alki. Yeah.
Because like, because it's me, like my stupid comic book brain.
Yeah.
I see it like, Hiddleston. I'm like, oh, okay, so these all now could be just alternate reality or whatever.
For sure. Right?
The moment that happens, I'm like, oh, well, because like old Loki's a tree. So are they going to undo that? Probably.
I think either they'll undo it or we'll get the Loki that Thanos killed. Has come back somehow.
I wouldn't be shocked if somehow, here's a fucking crazy theory.
Yeah.
Doom kills Thanos again, but somehow kills him earlier in the timeline, so the events of Infinity War and Endgame didn't happen.
Whoa.
Okay.
That would be crazy.
Then this works as a. I wouldn't be shocked. Yeah. And again, this is a pretty crazy theory. I wouldn't be shocked if these movies end up working as a sequel to Endgame, and just pretty much ignore the previous phases.
That would be bonkers, but probably
wonderful.
Smart.
Yeah. It would also be smart, like as in like, so these stories and stuff, they still happen or whatever, or like if you like these characters, you've got something to go watch, but they're not relevant for, like as in you don't need to have seen them to understand this.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Kevin Feige has also come to that theory and treat it like a follow-up to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Battleworld is the perfect place for a reboot anyway. So, like,
Or even, anyway.
Imagine if they just go, on that, what you said. It's like, imagine they're like, this is basically a sequel to Endgame. We're finishing that off. Yeah, everything that came after that, non-canon.
Yeah.
Well, don't worry about it. Different universe.
Yeah, it'll still. Or
except
like,
for Spider-Man, we like that one shot.
Or it'll do a thing where it's like, oh, the events. It turns out all the events that we have seen in the last, like, three phases all happened in a week. So, like.
Yeah.
Anthony Mackie still is Captain America.
Oh, I think that's good. I think it's maybe they'll go back and be like Endgame didn't happen, but I think more likely it's just going to end with a huge reboot of the world. And I'm putting this on the base of speculation bingo card, okay? At Doomsday, Secret War, that's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to end with a mass, whatever it's called. Avengers War.
Secret Wars.
Yeah, Secret Wars.
Didn't we do that with Skrulls? No, that was Secret Invasion.
Never mind. I think it's going to end with as the universe reboots, a extremely self-indulgent, basically to some song, I don't know what, like shots of all of the previous movies.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
It'll be the Avengers theme.
Yeah.
But like a slow rendition of the Avengers.
No. It'll be Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day.
No, it'll be the graduation song by Vitamin C.
Whoa. Oh. What about Mrs. Robinson?
Mrs. Robinson, as Captain, Tony Stark's in his cave or whatever. Captain America, Tony, fighting or whatever.
Do you reckon they'll go backwards through the movie? So the last thing that happens is he unhits the nail and then vanishes. They get snapped again.
But I think there's definitely that's going to come. And it's going to be extremely self-indulgent. And I'm going to say shut up under my breath.
I'll be happy because then I'll be like, for the last 20 years, it's done.
Yeah.
I don't know. But then it's like, it's already been done in Deadpool and Wolverine, so it's just like, I get it, but at the same time, I'm like, if they did, yuck.
Yeah. I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine's awesome because it's like, hey. Oh, wait, that was the good riddance, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I thought you were doing.
Fuck. Yeah. No, I was making fun of it because it's the cliche choice. Because also Friends ends
Seinfeld ends with it, yeah. Rip Sony.
It's funny because like,
yeah,
that song's really. It's called Good Riddance because it's spiteful and people are just like, no,
it's beautiful, sincere. Dude. I need this in my graduation.
Yeah.
The original version of the song sounds kind of similar, but the vocals are way more obviously I hope you had the time of your life.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Was that a graduation song for you?
No, I think graduation song by Vitamin C might have been.
I see.
I think that was in high school.
Because my graduation song was...
The year below me
Tonight's
was...
Tonight's going to be a good night. But is that Black Eyed Peas? Tonight's gonna be.
I got a feeling.
That would be awesome if that's over the montage. I got a feeling.
The year after, like the year below me in high school, because I worked at my high school the year after I graduated as a teacher's aide, unqualified.
Nice.
They graduated to Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy.
Whoa.
Thanks for the Memories, even though they weren't so. Okay, cool.
He tastes like you, but sweeter.
That's crazy. That's an interesting...
Oh, mine was Beautiful Day.
Whoa!
But you too.
Nice.
That's awesome, dude.
Insane. Real crazy whiplash between those two songs.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I always associate It's a Beautiful Day with a YouTube video that is like cows being let out of their barn for like after like being like, you know,
Winter. And they see green like sun guns, and they're so happy. I know that video.
And they just, they that's frolic. Awesome, dude. And that's my, it's a beautiful day. It's so funny.
Yeah,
it's just peak, just like comedy.
Early YouTube video, like one of the early viral videos. I remember watching that in high school.
It's nice to see a cow happy.
It is nice to see a cow happy.
It's lovely.
Where's the Cowvengers? That's what I want to see.
Cowvengers.
Yeah. Where are the Cowvengers?
Why don't we get a live action? Was it the live action
The Far Side Cow Tools?
Yes. No, the
Cow Tools. Cow Tools.
Everyone being like, what are
the Cow Tools?
I'm going to kill you. That's how you get cinema shot up, unfortunately. Yeah. You make Cow Tools the movie and it makes people crazy.
I don't understand. the
I need
Skrull
to kill the president.
Crew,
yeah.
Where they keep turning Skrulls into cows and making
the three cows. Yeah. Oh, God. That's part of a very...
Vision. Yeah.
They kill Vision. Cows kill Vision. And that's like...
That's like an extremely famous comic book.
Every single time people are like, you got to respect the source material.
No, you
got to remember that.
No, you don't.
One of the most like... This is where Marvel fucking killed it.
This is respect. You got to respect the craft.
Three cows killed Vision. Anyway, next name on the list. So Tom Hiddleston, and then this is where the clump of X-Men come in. Because you get Patrick Stewart, Ian McKellen, Alan Cumming, Mystique, James Marsden, and then Channing Tatum. Channing Tatum's a surprise, even though it's not that much of a surprise because we're on the internet. But like, if you're just watching the movies, that is a surprise.
I would have been more surprised if they put Mystique's husband, you know, Q-Ball. But like his character from Sliders.
Whoa.
Right there.
That would have surprised me as well.
I would have been like, fuck it. There's portals in that.
Anyone could be in this movie. Is Alan Cumming?
Nightcrawler.
But
he hated being...
Kids.
Yeah.
He hates being Nightcrawler?
He hated being... just the makeup?
He hated the makeup, and so did Mystique.
Well, everyone will be CGI now, so they're good.
Well, Jennifer Lawrence also hated the makeup.
But she
reduced, shut up.
Yeah.
She only wore the makeup for first class, and then I'm pretty sure Days of Future Past, she was just wearing a bodysuit, which makes way more sense.
Much more sense. Or just like, I will not be in the... I'm a shapeshifter.
How about I'm not blue for most of the movie? Yeah. I saw a thing where people were talking about, you know, Ian McKellen's in this movie. And people were posting the clip of him crying in The Hobbit, being like, yeah, man.
Yeah, it's going to suck for him.
That poor guy.
Old man. Again, with that camera, like, Patty Stew, and you got Ian McKellen. I'm like, old man.
Old man
back
again.
More old men. How old Alan Cumming? Because, like, again,
he'd be 60.
He did a great job as Nightcrawler.
Patrick
Stewart's
like 89 or something?
Alan Cumming. He's 60.
Patrick Stewart. How old is Patrick Stewart?
In
his age.
Alan Cumming should have come back as fucking, what's his name?
Spy Kids? Mr. Frost?
No. He's the guy that he played. Alan Partridge.
Oh!
Wait, no, that's not
him.
That's Steve Coogan.
That's Steve Coogan, dude.
Alan Cumming and Steve Coogan are the same guy to me. You've got to understand that they're the same guy to me.
Okay,
their
vibe.
What type of brain problem is this?
Their vibe.
The vibe of Steve Coogan and Alan Cumming is
very different, but okay.
No, the same.
I mean...
I think it's just that Alan Partridge is a Steve Coogan character, and that messes with
his
brain.
Well, Alan Partridge.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes. And then Alan Cumming.
Yeah. How many other Alans do you know?
Ian McKellen is 85.
Okay.
Yeah. How many other Alans do I know? Tim Allen.
Yeah. Is he on the list?
No, but that would have been a big reveal.
Yeah,
Tim Allen as Home Improvement. And Patrick Stewart's 84.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They got, Al, the, you know.
Yeah.
His neighbor's Wilson.
Yeah.
Al's his friend from Al's Tool Time.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Put him on there.
Mm. Yeah, why not?
Al from Tool Time.
Yeah.
Alf.
Boom, 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 boom. Alf? Do you mean Elf? Let's have both.
Yeah.
Elf, the Will Ferrell movie, and Alf, the alien who eats cats.
Mm. I was like,
Elf. I don't know.
Reading about the TV series Elf.
Ends on a cliffhanger, so people just assume he's dead.
The actors fucking hated that
puppet. Yes, dude.
Yeah. The actors hated it so much.
Have you seen the puppet?
At the moment that it finished, the lead actor, like one of the dad or whatever, just walked off set, didn't say anything to anyone. And just fucked off.
Did you know that?
And then went on to maybe do, was it Crack?
Yeah, I think so.
Crack.
Did you know that I think so. Did you know the Alf set was like also like a nightmare to work on
because
it was full of holes?
So many trapdoors.
So that they could get Alf up there. So they were like edging around these tiny, people fell all the time.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
They fucking hated working
on
that
series. That's so funny, dude.
But I bet everyone who worked on Dinosaurs had a blast.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
And then Pedro Pascal and then Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. And a bit of a shush.
Okay, a big thing that could have happened. So the people we hadn't seen the MCU before, Mystique, Cyclops, Nightcrawler, Magneto.
Yeah, cool.
So 4 out of 27.
That's nice. You got a mum son duo. That's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's just like this weird thing where
not in that universe
father son duo.
Yeah.
Not in that universe.
Oh yeah.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why what?
Nightcrawler's born to like a fucking priest and something.
Yeah.
Because he's seen as the devil.
Yeah, I know. But are you sure in that universe they said that? Because there was hints that they're like.
Might have been hints, maybe.
You know, Nightcrawler's there being like, you're blue. Why? Mm. She's like, yes.
I think just realized by using these X-Men and not the first class one, Bryan Singer's probably getting money.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sucks. Do you think there'll be some reference where Magneto's like, WandaVision is my daughter or whatever.
Where's my boy, Pietro?
My boy,
whom I hate.
Who shot him, you sons of bitches?
That was my job. The only person that gets to kill my boy is me, Magneto. Where's that piece of shit, Pietro? I'll kill him!
But yeah, put it on the bingo card. At least in Secret Wars, there will be a scene where Magneto, Wanda, and Pietro hang out. And make a reference to the fact that they're a family.
Yeah, because I was going to something like, Magneto goes like a bit like, whatever. And he finds out that who killed his daughter? Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah, Dr. Strange
he's not there,
dropped him out on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so, Benedict Cumberbatch's name isn't there. Yeah, there's like a few weird ones.
So like
Chris Evans will be in this movie because he does anything anymore. Here's a quick list of things he's done since Avengers Endgame. Knives Out, good movie.
Yeah.
Free Guy, where he plays himself in a cameo.
Yeah.
Don't Look Up, where he is another cameo.
Yeah.
So that's two Netflix things. He's Buzz Lightyear in Lightyear.
Oh, yeah.
He's in The Gray Man.
Yeah.
He's in Ghosted. He's in a movie called Pain Hustlers, which until
fake
I read this
movie.
List, didn't know it existed.
Sounds extremely
it's
fake.
Him and Emily Blunt.
Faking a lot.
God damn, dude.
Then Deadpool and Wolverine. Then Red One.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Mm. Yeah, he'll be.
He's not a hard get.
Yeah, I just thought like you're right. It's not going to be like there's no like pathos here. There's nothing there. It'll be played for a little bit of a laugh of whatever they're a family. Because I was like, it'd be kind of cool to be Magneto being like finding a bit more about like whatever universes are left or whatever and finding it out and be like, oh yeah, and then be like, wait, you killed my daughter, and then just snapping and like full on going like evil mode because that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah,
but. Nah.
And even if that did happen, there's no build up.
Well,
you know what I mean? Like, I think that's the reason why all of this is so kind of like unappealing to me is that the reveal of the X-Men in this. So, No Way Home, stinky movie. But there is some.
I disagree. The best movie
of
all time.
Well, it did make the most money in the world.
Yeah, so
what's cool about seeing Spider-Man interact is that Spider-Man has a shitty life and needs help. So when you see a Spider-Man, there's something kind of, I don't know, oddly pleasant about Tobey Maguire being like, brother, they didn't really pay this off in the movie, but that's why it's exciting, because you imagine Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire does. They sort of do, because Tobey Maguire gets stabbed to prevent Tom Holland's Spider-Man from killing someone, and Andrew Garfield gets to save MJ.
So there's something nice about Gwen Stacy, sorry. No, he saves MJ, but yeah. Dude, yeah. Anyway.
I watched the movies, remember?
Not me, dude. I'm throwing all of this in. But anyway, so there's something nice about that. You're like, oh, yeah. Spider-Man looking after Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's precedent for that. Like, okay, I can see the value of having those cameos in this movie. The X-Men in the, like, means nothing. It's literally just like we bought Fox.
Well,
yeah. Got to put him in the fucking film.
You're right. Because I think, yeah, the moment you're like, oh, yeah, Loki, for me, or Tom Hiddleston, I'm like, oh, yeah, cool, probably alternate reality because he's the tree.
Yeah.
And then the X-Men, you're like, oh, yeah, it's the alternate reality. So I guess we're going to the Photon Realm or something
okay.
else different.
How about this? Well, and I think that this will make it. You've already decided, so I know I can't win you over, but I might
you
be able
might
to win.
You might be able to.
Yeah. You're not even going to listen.
He's right.
Yeah. Because, okay, so we know the Fantastic Four is set in an alternate universe, but I mean, the speculation is rampant that that's sorted out within the Fantastic Four movie.
Yeah.
So they're in the 616. So outside of the X-Men, if this, like, every single character in this could easily be from just the MCU.
Yeah.
And Doomsday might not do... multiverse stuff until the end. I know it's not going to make you care about X-Men,
yeah,
and that's fine. But the rest of it is the team coming back together. And
yeah, I think I'll care about that.
And I think that because we have seen a little bit of carnage throughout these movies, like there's been some characters die and whatever. Mm. At this point, especially if Doom comes in and just wrecks shit, the president's a Hulk now.
Yeah,
there has been enough damage done that the Avengers reassemble, and it is. Terribly set up, but is kind of set up in Captain America to be like, yeah, no one knows what the fuck is going on with Avengers. And to have the Avengers characters come together and be like, yeah, we also don't know what the fuck is going on. And maybe that's a good idea. Like, we don't know how Thunderbolts ends because it hasn't come out yet. But the fact that there's so many Thunderbolts characters confirmed, maybe they end up being the backbone. They team up with Anthony Mackie. And then all of a sudden, that's like this... And then pulling in all these other guys, they can do it in a way where it's not just
you're right.
A fuck fest.
Yeah,
like Secret Wars will be more that, but then you've at least got this 3 hours to set that up. So
I do wonder what they are going to do because again, is this because they could go many different things that is interesting for me.
Yeah,
is maybe because I think in with the whole the incursion things, is what happens is like you know when two worlds are colliding.
Yeah.
They basically need to destroy one world so that at least the other one, you buy more time, basically.
Mm.
And so what they end up doing is they end up going, right, the Illuminati go in there and then they start, you know, destroying everyone or fighting everyone. They press a button and it blows up, right?
Yeah.
And at one moment, it's just like everyone being like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to destroy a world. I'm going to be responsible for billions of lives' death. And Namor is like, give me the fucking button, you sons of bitches.
Yeah.
To have maybe, and then what ends up happening is they're like, well, we need someone to go and do that, the dirty work there. And so they get like, I think it's like Thanos and a couple other people that they make this like dark cabal to go in there and just destroy the world and then blow it all up. And then if this happens where it's like Doomsday leading that, and then we have a couple of these characters who we think are heroes are actually villains.
Yeah,
I'm like,
cool.
Oh, okay, you've piqued my interest.
Yeah, sure.
I think that we'll get that in Secret Wars rather than Doomsday. I think Doomsday will be a more traditional just... like I think it will probably be more reminiscent of the first Avengers movie, everyone coming together, obviously without the introductions, building towards fighting Doom...
Yeah.
Doom's like incursions or whatever.
I think it'd be interesting to me. What would make this movie good is if it's like you've got the Thunderbolts, but the Thunderbolts are extremely inexperienced, and they're like, "Oh, we're
and
getting
fucked in the head, and, dude."
Yeah, fucked in the head, guys. But they're like, "Oh, we're getting these whatever." The readings are showing that there's some ultra-dimensional threat is coming, and then there's the sort of first half of the movie is this push like we need to get the Avengers together again. But the Avengers are so fractured, and that like the first half of the you know like this that fun part of Avengers 1 where it was these like conflicting personalities. Everybody has different ideas of what they're meant to do. You know, Anthony Mackie comes in and he's like, well, all right, I'll lead the team. And maybe Yelena's like, well, I'm actually leading the team fine. We don't need you there. Thor comes in and Thor doesn't really have any of his old friends anymore. Like, everyone's kind of gone.
Yeah. Like, where's Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm Captain America now.
He knows
who
that.
Are you?
He was there for that.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe he forgot. But I think there's maybe something interesting there. And then, it's a very simple, but it's like they need to learn to work together and be like, hey, maybe we got to put all of our petty differences aside to save the world. And then, you know, Doomsday happens or whatever. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Like, it could be interesting with Thor coming down that, you know, he sees, US agent, and you're like, you know, you're a pale, like, imitation of, you know, my friend kind of stuff.
Like, what's fun about, like, you know, at the, like, a base level, what's fun about getting all these different characters from their own movies and smushing them together is being like, how will these personalities play off each other? Like, it's very basic, but that's, like, in Avengers 1, you're like, well, Tony Stark is, he's overconfident and cocky, but Captain America is extremely principled and, you know, sort of like a serious guy, and, oh, they're conflicting, this is kind of cool or whatever. So, you know,
they'll figure something out.
They do that shit, I guess.
I think that this, I mean, like, the movie's going to at least be watchable, especially compared to the recent. Like, it will be, I guarantee, a step up from whatever you think of phase one, four and five so far. This will easily be the best movie in the series. To you, if you think everything's a 3 out of 10, this still might be a 4 out of 10. But it will be.
I feel like you, because that's a crazy claim.
What's going to be better?
I just want you to put something behind it. That's a huge claim, dude. And if you believe that's true,
well, like what? Because the thing is, like with the Eternals' famous walkout situation, then I was, first of all, at that moment, the MCU movies felt special. Still,
shave your beard, just a mustache.
But then it's also, I mean, I can claim that, but it is subjective.
Yeah, but also we'll know.
Yeah, we'll know.
We'll know if the movie is the best movie of Phase 6 or whatever. Or Phase 5. We'll know.
Oh, fuck, Fantastic Four. I forgot about Fantastic Four. I'm walking it back.
Yeah, you could pick one or the other.
Yeah.
But it was a...
Egg mode.
I make a bet. I'm like, and if I'm wrong, we all have to go egg mode. Sorry, it's the rule.
Oh, fuck. Well, I'll go mustache mode.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. And
that's such a huge claim that it's gonna be a step up. A 4 out of 5.
No, you weren't listening.
That's what you said. You said if you think it's a 3 out of 5, it will be a 4 out of 5.
No. You got one of those numbers wrong.
God, are you fucking fucked in the head?
Dude.
Are you one of the Thunderbolts? Fucking idiot.
I said.
Yeah. Got rocks for ears?
And I am still walking this back, but we'll all have a think about it as we go. Thunderbolts is out in a month, by the way. That's really crazy. Coming up quick. I said, no matter what you think of the other movies, even if you think it's a 3 out of 10, this will be a 4 out of 10.
I see.
Because
all the phase 4 or 5 or whatever we're at, this will be the best one.
This will be the best one, yeah. That is the claim.
Yes.
That's the
claim. Okay. But I don't think it's going to be a 4 out of 5 movie.
But you think it'll be the best one out of every... I keep kicking at that. Bro, I just want you to put something behind it. That's all.
Yeah, I'll think about it. I'll figure out something.
Yeah. I'll go mustache mode.
Yeah, I feel like you really want egg mode, but
I want egg mode so bad, dude.
Egg mode.
Fuck, imagine. You can yell egg mode as much as you like.
God, egg mode rules.
It would be fucking awesome, dude. I wish there was something, a claim I could make.
Yeah. I mean, I could make a huge, bold claim, because it's subjective.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, because I want to be honest, so I can't have the thing be too big.
Yeah.
Because then it's just going to be like, okay, I'll be like, yeah, I think this is the best one.
Yeah.
My biggest regret is that instead of going to the zoo, I just went, like, if I'm wrong, I'll go Ed.
And the zoo is still in the future.
Yeah, we still got to go to the zoo, dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
Egg mode.
Seeing guys in movies, that's cool. So,
I think it has the potential to be pretty good.
Yeah.
I obviously I've been burned many, many times before. But I think that if I was Marvel right now, I would be like, God, we need to fucking have a winner.
Yeah. Well, that's why I don't think they're going to do anything too crazy. They'll just kind of just do they fucked up Age of Ultron, but
that's also the thing. I'm like, God, they need to fucking sink a hole, basically.
Yeah.
But they've needed to do that for a while.
Well, sinking a hole, like, as in nailing a shot for them.
Yeah.
It's just going to be make $1 billion. Yeah. Like, that's just the baseline.
Mm.
And it doesn't matter if the movie's dog shit. They make $1 billion, it's a win for Marvel.
Do you reckon this will make a billy?
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it'll make 2, though.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, worst case scenario, Glengarry Glen Ross still exists.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a bad move, we can just go home and watch Glengarry Glen Ross. Yeah. I am excited for the event cinema of this. I'm excited.
Just seeing guys, like, watching guys.
When I go to the movies today, like when we went to see Captain America.
Yeah.
the president's a Hulk now.
Yeah.
That wasn't fun. You know, that felt like a real, like, God.
Yeah,
like,
no one was there.
Nobody was there. It was an empty cinema. And I kind of, you know, I miss the vibe of like, whoa, it's this huge movie. Let's all get together and you know, in a big crowd, see what the hell Marvel's cooked up for us. You know, and that's kind of what Endgame felt like. That's kind of what Infinity War felt like. So if they can recapture some of that magic, kind of regardless of if the movie's good, I'll have a good time.
Yeah, you know? Well, speaking of having a good time, it's time to head to the baseless speculation email inbox.
That's bsboyspod@gmail.com.
bsboyspod@gmail.com. Yes, I'm trying to load it up right now. Google's asking me to verify so many things with my face and passkeys, but don't worry, I got there in the end.
Nice.
Two emails. Google security alert. New passkey added.
Okay, Google, reset password.
No! okay, so we have an email from Luke. Subject line is that your Minecraft movie pitches were bad.
Oh, fuck you, dude. Luke.
Making a movie about people getting trapped in a video game is cowardly and lazy.
Okay.
I believe the film should simply take place in the world of Minecraft.
Isn't that what we said?
Because that's what's happening.
You're getting sucked into a video game is what's happening.
That's what's happening.
No, because I think we pitched like, it's like, Lego movie, fair enough, Luke.
Fair.
The current approach is the equivalent of if The Avengers was about someone being sucked into a comic book and then spending the whole runtime being like, why is everyone talking with speech bubbles? Ah!
Dude, you're describing the video game Comic Zone, and people fucking love that. If they did that, people would be stoked.
People would be pissing and coming and shitting.
Yeah,
dude.
You don't want to see Joel Dusher in The Avengers, and I go, oh, shit, my dick, I'm in a comic book.
Whoa!
And then Captain America will say, language, you know, be like, fuck off! And then he'll decapitate me with his shield.
Yeah. Aside from that, I think a big army attacking from another dimension doesn't reflect Minecraft sandbox / exploration aimed gameplay. Love you, boys. Luke.
Luke, first of all, you can't really make a Minecraft movie that's in the spirit of Minecraft in the way that you are explaining the spirit of Minecraft. What, you're going to have a guy called Steve just wandering around and then dig a hole?
Also, like, there's like the Minecraft Telltale game and the people don't make that kind of, like, that kind of movie, really, you know, where it's like a within the world of the, like, it's not really a narrative kind of.
It does sound like, you're also kind of maybe hating what the film will be.
Yeah.
Unless it's already out. I don't know yet.
It's out, maybe it rules. Everybody said, oh my God, Jack Black played so much Minecraft.
Yeah.
The movie's going to be good.
It does sound like what's going to happen is that it will end up with like a battle and
I think that's what he's talking about.
Minecraft movie is out.
Holy mackerel, dude.
Jesus Christ, we're gonna go to the movies.
We're gonna go see Minecraft.
Came out today.
Holy shit-a-roly, dude. Movie time for the boys.
Pretty sure it came out today if today's Thursday, listeners.
Is today Thursday?
Today's Thursday. Or maybe it's Wednesday.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday or Thursday.
It's Wednesday somewhere.
Yeah. It's always Wednesday somewhere.
But fair enough, Luke. It's probably not going to be a very good movie, but I don't know how to make
a Minecraft movie that feels like
otherwise
Minecraft.
Otherwise, it's basically just like a fantasy movie. You get to see the Minecraft guys, right? Like, it's just like, oh, something's threatening the villagers and Steve's got to defeat it.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah, but set entirely within the world of Minecraft.
Yeah.
Like, well, Steve's just a guy who lives in Minecraft.
Yeah.
The problem is that Steve's not a character.
Yeah.
Like, you can make a Mario movie set entirely in Mario. Like, they could have done the Mario movie with no New York.
Yeah.
Because Mario's a guy.
Yeah.
But Steve's... No one.
Not a guy. He's just Steve.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's Minecraft movie is having its premiere on the 30th of March, which was yesterday.
Yeah.
Or a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, comes out April 4th, which is today.
That's exciting,
or
dude.
Or tomorrow.
Hell yeah, dude.
Next week. Or this week.
Yeah.
Or last week?
Or 10 years ago, dude.
Yeah.
We
are recording this in 2018.
Yeah, exactly.
Next email we have is from Richard Cooper, which I'm... subject line, let's talk about the D word. Hey, not that D word. I'm
what
talking
D
about
word?
Divorce.
Hell
this
yeah.
was the video that kicked off the crazy journey for me almost 6 years ago, so many men... booked me for divorce coaching.
Holy shit.
Comments like this one below were too frequent and disturbing.
Okay.
Men have no real guy when it comes to untying the knot, saying I don't, and I learned why doing so many consults with men. the comment being from at
avid the, listener.
Yeah, at the Koros Tribble podcast.
That's us.
4 years ago, 321 subscribers. Just went through a divorce. It's very funny if someone has a podcast and like their handle is at whatever, and they're like,
yeah.
And then they're going through a divorce, and then they announce that they are just went through a divorce. I've stayed respectful as possible. Went through depression and almost took my own life.
Yeah,
it was the most disrespectful, hateful, nasty thing I've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
The person I thought I knew turned out to be psycho.
Yeah.
She was a narcissist and a sociopath, and I have no idea. Until now, I have never had anyone tear me to pieces like this woman. 118 likes. I got the cost down on what I learned and instead organized, distill it to the most important issues into an easy-to-digest course. So,
The
Unplugged Alpha's Guide to Divorce is available now.
Bro.
On Amazon, I'm guessing?
I don't know. Probably through this man's website. It's crazy to think that, you know, alphas need... Because they're so alphas.
Yeah, you would not think...
It's crazy to think that alphas aren't good in a marriage.
You would think by virtue of being an alpha that your wife would want to stay with you and have, like, 10 of your kids.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me.
Is my one-on-one rate private today
how much is it?
Cost prohibitive for most. I'll get to that. Yeah. and the vast majority about what you need to know about divorce can be organized into lectures on the subject.
We should get
and that
this, let's get
gets
this
the
guy
price
on.
Down dramatically.
Okay.
So instead of booking him privately for 30 minutes at $2,200... USD, I'm assuming, to talk about your divorce. You can now get all the details into a dozen lectures plus monthly group Zoom coaching for less than $200.
Bro, what
dude,
a bargain.
It's never been so easy to grift divorcees out of money.
Yes, dude.
That's crazy. Sign up to BS Plus today. Yeah.
You'll get some, our main demographic is divorcees.
Yeah.
You will get the same great advice I have always been dispensing since 2017 that has resulted in the 520 plus private calls and solid 5-star ratings.
It's amazing.
Get some clarity. You also spent an afternoon with my own personal family lawyer to make... Oh, that was...
I wish we could spend an afternoon with his family.
My own personal family. Oh, that's nice. Lawyer. To make sure I didn't miss anything in the course. So, learn more about the content. The Unplugged Alpha's Guide to
Divorce.
That's
awesome, dude.
Wow, it keeps going. That's a lot in this email. Anyway, thanks, Rich. I'm not really going to read the rest of you.
I think he was meant to email the Weekly Planet.
Yeah. I wonder for whom that works.
Well, I just got a business email to my personal account, which as far as I'm aware is not out there, saying that I need to optimize D&D is for Nerds and Baseless Speculation.
Wow.
I'm only on one of those shows.
Wow.
You better get
Meryl?
On it, dude.
Yeah.
That rocks, man.
Yes.
Yeah,
thanks, Rich. I'm looking forward to all your alpha content.
Yeah, me too.
That you send our way.
Optimize your divorce.
Optimize your divorce, bro.
I do like to imagine a Baseless Speculation listener sitting outside of like a family court, you know, like a meeting or whatever, waiting for their soon-to-be ex-wife coming, listening to the podcast, sitting on a bench. That's a pleasant visual for me.
It's pleasant. Know? That's nice.
Yeah. A little bit of light in that person's life, you know, as they go through the divorce.
Yeah.
Well, Kieran asks.
If anyone needs me to talk to their wife, like if divorce is on the cards, and they, like, you just need someone, a guy to come and talk to your wife so she, like, they can realize that, hey, it's bad out there.
Yeah.
I'm available.
That's
just
good,
hit me
dude.
Up. I will talk to anyone's wife. Hey, see me? That's what's out there.
Yeah. You stay
sure
with your husband.
Yeah,
it's like, stay in the unhappy marriage.
Well, I'll be like,
he's an alpha.
I'll be like,
you need to stay.
Is it an always greener situation? Because let me tell you, out there, it's not green.
Yeah. And I'll kind of, if you need a sort of like an unlicensed sort of freelance sort of divorce lawyer, I'll come in and do that.
Yeah.
And it's funny to imagine they come in and I'm just like, this is too much for me.
Oh, dude, this is really
heavy.
And you guys used to love each other and now you're fighting?
Yeah. Why?
I'll take the kids.
Graham, Rebecca, I'm your new dad.
And also your new names are Graham and Rebecca.
I refuse to learn whatever it is before.
I didn't hear what your parents said.
Yeah,
get
was,
on the bus.
I wasn't
we're
listening.
Going
I was too busy crying because of how sad I was that they were getting divorced.
But I'm
going to
give you a happy home.
Yeah.
Okay, Graham and Rebecca.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the happy home your parents couldn't.
Yeah. That's nice.
So Kieran asks, is this year the correct year to start trying to make a new Jaws movie?
No, probably not.
No,
probably not, to be honest.
Yeah.
They're making another Anaconda movie, though, which is self-referential.
With
Jack Black.
Jack Black and Paul Rudd?
Don't know about our guy Paul.
It's Jack Black and someone weird. Yeah.
Is it Kevin Hart?
No, I don't. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. We probably don't need to make another Jaws movie. I mean, like, I love creature features. Mm. More movies where big animals attack guys are awesome, but we did Jaws.
It is Paul Rudd.
Yeah, I thought so. Yeah, Paul Rudd and Jack Black making an Anaconda movie. Sure, crazy. I guess.
And Steve Zahn. Zahn. Steve Zahn.
Why not?
Yeah.
Happy Texas.
Yeah.
Anaconda Land.
They should make a new Tremors movie.
See, the thing is that, and I understand that people like when old stuff is new stuff.
Yeah.
But the old stuff is still there. We don't need to make another Jaws.
You can watch Jaws.
We've got Jaws 2, 3, and Jaws the Revenge to show you that you don't need more Jaws.
Yeah, one Jaws is plenty.
Yeah.
Make another horror monster movie, you know?
Yeah, a dog that got too big.
Whoa, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
But he'll kill you.
Cujo the Big Red Dog. Yeah.
What about a cat that got big?
Okay.
Big
cat. I would move away from domestic animals.
Like panthers, like, you know, a mountain lion.
What
maybe?
About your house is infested with rats, but you think, oh, it's just one rat?
Like Willard, but...
Evil
one rat.
Yeah.
But then as time goes on, it's more and more rats, and then the climax is just like rats and rat guts just showering everything.
Why
and
are
just
there going, rat guts showering?
No, because there's so many rats that are like popping in the walls. It's like,
yeah, this movie's
rats.
Awesome. Is the movie called Rats?
Yeah.
Rats! Rats! From the twisted mind of Joel Dusha. Mm. Yeah,
what if a house Michael had Douglas. So many rats?
Ooh. I think that'd be fucking... Because it's, you know...
And have the rats, like, kill an exterminator or whatever, because it's just, like, at first it's just like, man, we got so many rats, and they're just eating the food. Yeah. Maybe they bite the baby.
Yeah.
And then they're like, this is getting too much. And then they call the exterminator, and then they eat the exterminator alive, and they're like, oh, fuck, we got so many rats.
Because there's a real horror to... You know, like, it's a revulsion, I think, that we all feel, or we've all felt at some point in our life.
Rats?
Well, yeah, but also, like, I'm thinking about you at ants recently.
Yeah.
You know?
Ants!
Ants! And you know there's that moment where you find one ant, and then you find more ants, and then you're like, oh my god, the ants have completely taken over my pantry. I'm gonna have to do a massive clean out. It's like that horror.
I thought we got rid of the ants.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, well, you know, because you know, we put the syrups back.
Oh,
because we were like, the ants, we got rid of the ants.
Yeah, they hate they're good.
The ants, no more ants.
Syrup time again.
Syrup time. You know, I don't want cold syrup anymore.
Yeah.
Syrup now at room temperature. So put the syrup back in the coffee station. Guess who came back?
Ants.
Fucking ants.
Fucking ants ruining my day yet again.
So there's a real, I mean, it's the horror of, oh no, this is going to be annoying.
Yeah,
but ants. There's the horror. One man slowly goes insane
crazy
dealing with fucking ants.
Yeah. I think there's
a horror movie about the guy that was upset because he turned on Naked News on September 12, 2001 and they were wearing clothes out of honor for 9/11 and it made him go crazy. Remember what we're talking about? Naked News heaps. I just remembered Naked News again.
I can tell.
Yeah. Dude, brother, we can tell.
I'm clued in, dude. I'm on the same wavelength as you. Yeah.
This is an email from the nuclear family, the Colvers.
Oh, I love the Colvers.
They're your favorite family.
They are my favorite family.
They are our favorite family. Yeah.
Baseless Speculation's first family, the Colvers. Yeah.
Love the vibe of the most recent episode where Zamet was folding laundry in a hamper beside you. It really added the hanging with friends vibe if, you know, you're doing chores.
Oh, yeah.
Highly desire further talk to be filmed while Dusha and Jackson help with the housework. Then we can all be cleaning together. Two birds, one stone.
You should give me a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, me and Jackson both have vacuums so that all you can hear is, what?
Huh? Sorry, but I've got headphones in because I put headphones in when I vacuum, so I'm just listening to music.
Yeah, that's fair enough. That's a better noise than...
Yeah, I agree.
That's nice. Because now I'm thinking, like, big bold claims. No one wants to go egg mode.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, maybe they could clean our bathrooms.
I like cleaning bathrooms.
Well,
is that, you reckon, your favorite chore?
No, it's not my favorite chore.
What's your favorite chore?
My least favorite chore, I really don't like mopping.
Yeah,
that's my least favorite. But I think the thing with mopping that I hate is, one, it just makes your house unusable, and that's annoying.
I get it.
What are you using?
No, but it's in, like, I mean, my living space isn't that much.
You do a bit of mopping, and then you kind of wait for it to dry.
Your house is divided by carpet, where if I'm mopping...
It's whole house.
Yeah,
I don't like mopping either.
Mm.
My favorite chore is dishes. Oh, I love doing dishes.
I hate doing
big dishes guy.
I don't mind doing the dishes.
You just lock in.
Yeah,
it's good. It's good vibes.
I don't mind doing.
I don't even have a dishwasher.
It's weird. Like I think I wouldn't mind doing the dishes, but I hate putting them away.
Mm.
Really interesting.
Yeah. I yeah, I don't mind washing, like folding clothes and putting them away makes me feel like I've achieved so much. I don't know. That's the chore where I'm like, I've made a huge difference today. Dude, I get today.
It. When you do a bunch of laundry and then you fill your cupboards with it, you're like, oh yeah, I'm rich.
Rich in laundry.
Yeah.
Folding laundry. That's SA for me.
Really?
Recently, like, look, it's
been, if I've got a good vacuum, vacuuming's easily my favorite.
Interesting.
I was going to say, it's been a long struggle of mine of not knowing how to fold a fitted sheet.
And, fuck that. I don't.
It's hell, dude. I just roll that shit up.
Yeah, dude, same.
It's the insane thing. My wife, she's shown me many times. She's been giving me many tutorials. She's been like, you guys got to do this.
She's got to understand you weren't listening.
And like, I'm listening, but I struggle.
Yeah.
But I can happily say right now, I've locked in. Whoa. I've figured it out. I know how to do a folded
That's
folded
crazy.
It's great.
Damn,
and like,
dude.
And we got a king. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of folding. That's a lot of folding.
But figured it out.
That's huge.
Very happy.
I like that you like vacuuming. I'm not a vacuuming guy.
Yeah, just like headphones in. I don't know. Cleaning the floor feels good. But
it's nice afterwards.
Fuck mopping.
I get the feeling of like, oh, I've got nice clean floors. That's great. But the actual process, I'm not into it.
About washing a car.
I hate it.
Yeah. Windows?
Don't mind doing windows.
I don't mind a general dust. It's kind of nice.
General dust I hate because it fucks with my allergies
so
hard. Oh,
me too. I will
have
horrible block nose for the rest of the, two or three days after, but I don't mind doing it.
I think gardening is one that it's like, I don't mind doing it, but it's also the most anxiety driving one for me because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah, that seems scary.
Gardening is another one for me, like dusting, because like, because I get like real bad like hay sinus fever kind shit.
Of? Yeah.
So... if my immune system isn't at, if I'm like fully healthy and it's not spring and I vac, if I mow the lawn or whatever, nothing, who cares? Yeah. But if I am like a little bit like, you know, like just like run down or whatever, I'll be sneezing for fucking like an hour and a half afterwards. I'm all congested.
That's probably why I don't like vacuuming either.
Well, vacuuming's the opposite for me. Where I'm like, I'm getting rid of the dust.
No, if I vacuum, just because you were moving dust around, I'll have to turn on my little air purifier and try and.
Smart.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Fair enough.
Chores are fun.
Yeah. But cleaning the toilet's satisfying.
Yeah, cleaning the toilet's all right. Not against it. Cleaning the bath's not bad too.
Yeah.
Cleaning the bath is funny because you got to do it naked. So you just kind of...
No, you don't.
What? Oh, it helps. It's useful.
No, it...
What? You're getting in there, dude. Scrubbing away.
Like, what? Cock flapping in the wind.
What the fuck?
You stinky asshole. You're bent over.
What are you turning in the shower to get some water moving through? You know? You're in there. It's going to fill with water.
Okay, so first of
No.
He's describing like the shower head over a bath.
Yeah.
So it's not just like a standalone bath. Because I have a standalone bath, so I was really fucking confused.
Yeah.
But you still, like, you mean.
It just helps.
I've cleaned the shower whilst not having a shower.
Maybe harsher chemicals than the one you're using as soap.
Yeah.
Unlike, say, like the bathtub.
And I'm nude.
And then you're nude. No protection, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you're stepping into the bathtub.
Well, you gotta turn it on the water. It's just
like,
easier.
With where you've just scrubbed.
When you made this claim, and you were so confident that was the right way to do it. How are you feeling now?
I don't know. I think there's still gonna be some people on my side.
I'm like, I'd be like, you put like the bath mat down so you're kneeling on something that's a bit more comfortable than tiles.
Yeah.
I can understand getting into it to
and
clean it.
And if I'm
it.
In there, I might as well be naked.
Are you then having a shower?
Yeah, of course.
So you. Why don't you...
I've cleaned the shower plenty of times whilst then having
naked.
A shower. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Mm.
But as in, like, I've combined them, but that's...
Usually
I wouldn't do, like, a bleach shower and have a shower.
Like, usually when you clean the shower, I mean, look, maybe I'm in the odd one.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you kind of scrub it, you're getting rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You're really
cleaning
going,
the grout
you know,
and stuff,
sometimes, you know, you let things sit for a few minutes.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, I
whatever.
Would only say, I mean, like, if I'm, so I clean a shower like that, I'm not in the shower that entire process. I get in. At the conclusion,
at the
when
end.
Is the
rinsing?
Yeah. And maybe I'll rinse that. Then
I'm not scrubbing.
Then I'll have a shower
asshole
later.
Asshole agape.
I think there's going to be some people on my side. Nude cleans.
Fuck?
Cleaning naked in the shower.
No.
Well, we'll see.
No.
In the comments. That's engagement.
No.
Well, on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
No. no, I've been Joel. Dude, email what is wrong with your life?
bsboyspod@gmail.com. And
let
this...
us know. How has Jackson fucked up? Like, in if you're a long-time listener across any of our shows,
yeah,
please let us know your biggest shock and horror of how Jackson lives his life.
That's true. Yeah, I'd love to
once
know.
Again, yeah, 10 years in, and he still finds ways to surprise us all.
What? Yeah.
Wow.
What's been my biggest curveball?
Yeah,
the one for me is still the Wario Land 3, getting horny playing Wario with the tender age of 22.
Yeah, that's crazy. Blew my mind. Crazy you thought it was when I was young.
Well, you can understand.
Yeah, dude, no, I can't. Dude. I don't know if there's an appropriate age to get horny playing Wario Land 4.
Again, 12 or 13, where your hormones don't know what the fuck is going on.
From 12 to 17, 18 even.
Oh, yeah. Even then, I'm like, oh.
No.
It's not a horniness thing. That's what you misunderstand. Like, I did get horny, but it's not like I was horny already at a teenage baseline.
This has been another episode of Baseless Speculation, and we've been the BS Boys.
See
Fuck
ya.
My life.
Fuck his life, dude. My life rocks.
No, it... no.
And so it's good. Any criticism falls on literal deaf ears. Jackson's not paying attention.
I'm quoting this one in.